From its earliest days at land and on sea, MI6 ventured around the world. Tales from the book include how this boat was used to insert spies into Russia during the 1917 Bolshevik Revolution, and how one MI6 officer used it to sink a Russian warship. A far cry from the sedate surroundings of one of the first MI6 headquarters, now a hotel opposite the Ministry of Defence. During World War II, Churchill used to oversee operations from the Cabinet War Rooms. He took delight in some of the equipment his spies were using. The cameras disguised as matchboxes, ultra-modern, miniaturised transmitters, and...
This rather stubby pen isn't really a pen at all. It actually fires a tear gas pellet into the face of anybody who was had captured an agent. At first it would survive an initial search. The agent knew that he was still armed, his captor didn't.
Spies were flown into occupied France in a Lysander. This robust aircraft had a very short takeoff and landing and could carry up to three agents. On one occasion, a spy brought back newspapers. He landed in England. The papers landed on Churchill's desk with a note. You'll be interested to receive tomorrow's Paris newspapers.
I was able to use the pilot as a postman. I sent London details of a local factory where parts of a new secret weapon were being stored.
The book ends in the immediate post-war years with the Berlin airlift as MI6 tried to take on the Soviet Union. It also details the agency's work surrounding the creation of the State of Israel. All in the spirit of the first head of MI6, Mansfield Cumming, who signed all his documents C. Each subsequent chief was known as C and used the signature. These days that means John Sawyers from the new MI6 headquarters on the Thames. The secrets contained inside here may not come out for another 50 years. Tim Marshall, Sky News.